Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the live line is Richard McSpadden, Executive Director of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association Air Safety Institute. And Richard, we thank you for joining us today. One of the questions buzzing about the newsroom that we wanted to ask you is, do helicopters have black boxes as airplanes do?
Hi, good morning, Rob. They can have black boxes. They're not required to in this kind of operation. The airliners, of course, are required to have them. These don't, so I don't know whether or not this aircraft would have been equipped with one.
So if that is the case, if there was not a black box, what are investigators going to be looking for?
Yeah, you can tell a lot from data, from radar data, especially in this area where they were flying. Looking at the flight profile, where they're going to start is the weather conditions were poor. There was fog, which limited visibility, and the cloud tops to right around 1,000 feet. So as I looked at the track this morning, the pilot had requested a special clearance, meaning most of the time if you're a pilot, you either fly in visual conditions or instrument conditions. In this case, he was flying in visual conditions, which means he had to be able to keep sight of the ground and other references, but he requested special clearance to limit, to be able to fly in limited visibility. He's flying under those conditions into rising terrain, and all of that can spell trouble, and that's very likely where the NTSB is going to start.
And I would imagine with such heavy, dense fog that we're told existed at that time, those conditions can probably change every few seconds as well.
In fact, it does change rapidly, especially on the very near the coast out there like that. Looking at a radar track this morning, the fog was kind of rolling in and looked like it was getting heavier. And earlier in the day, I could see where the helicopter made a short flight from inside of L.A. out to John Wayne Airport. So it could have been that very short flight maybe gave a false sense of security and what the visibility was to the pilot.
And from everything that I have read and seen, it appears that this particular brand of helicopter has a very strong track record.
Yeah, incredibly safe. In fact, you know, all of general aviation, that's aviation that's not airline or military. It's called general aviation. And general aviation, there's about 30 million flight hours a year. And we don't hear about, you know, those flight hours that happen safely. We hear about all the ones that don't. So sometimes it can leave an impression that general aviation is unsafe, when in fact the safety record is very strong and has even improved by some 50% over the last 25 years or so. So these aircraft in particular, these Sikorsky aircraft, these helicopters have a phenomenal safety record.
Is there any reason to believe that a helicopter versus an airplane would have been a better choice in that kind of weather?
Well, sometimes, you know, a helicopter is able to go slow. They're able to hover. So sometimes you can see where those kinds of conditions where you're in around, you know, an urban area, there's towers, there's rising terrain. Having the ability to slow down certainly gives you an advantage. You could certainly make that case.
All right. Thank you very much. Richard McSpadden, Executive Director of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association Air Safety Institute. We thank you very much for joining us and enlightening us a little bit about this horrible incident. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Rob. Thank you.